Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Salamander Jones, and you're listening to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Hell in a Cell Radio!
Of Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. I am your host, Double D. You can find me on Twitter at Folsom County. With me, as always, is Dan the Man Law. You can find him. Where, Dan?
DanLaw83 on Twitter.
And if his microphone is properly plugged in right now, you can
God,
find
I hope.
Oh, I hear him.
It is what? Then
Marco Thompson, we are all here, and everything seems to be working just fine, unlike Saturday.
When nothing worked.
Sometimes I like to pretend Saturday didn't happen.
You know, yeah. In the back of my mind, it didn't.
But we learn from our mistakes, and next time it will be better.
If the next time it'll be imaginary.
Well, I'm bringing my computer.
I just want to make one announcement right off the top. Of the show. Cocky Johnson, who was in the showcase match. That's right, Black Atlas Cocky Johnson. It has been announced he is going to start teaming with Balls Mahoney for the very formidable team of Cock and Balls.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so, because that is the best tag team name ever.
I was going to say, whoever came up with that was really clever, but it was Dean that came up with that. So.
No, I did come up with that. The booker, Joe Zanoli, came up with that, so...
No, he's only family-friendly. He did not come up with Cock and Ball.
He also came up with Blue Meanie and Balls Mahoney as...
Blue Balls.
I was going to go with Mean Balls.
Mean Balls. No, Blue Balls is better. Mean Balls is good,
good old
too.
Mean Mahoney.
Good old Mean Mahoney is Blue Balls.
Saturday, of course, we were at War Games. And what a magical night that was. I think, though, for me, what stands out above the fireball, that's right, a fireball, above Cocky Johnson and above everything else, was this moment. That haunts me to this day.
That haunts me because we both looked at each other and said, they're working us.
I thought perhaps I was worked by Bandito. I thought that Joe was in on it, and whatever. I became a 10-year-old child once again.
The whole War Games night really brought me back to watching wrestling on TV. Shut up. No, I'm kidding. Brought me back to wrestling on TV where you didn't really, you weren't sure. Like, and you got excited about things like that. Oh, his music's playing. He's really here.
It was like Matt Hardy when they played it. Well, when they played Matt Hardy's music at Kane and Lita's wedding. Lita and Edge. I'm sorry.
Lita and Edge. That would have been spectacular. I remember that. I wasn't as excited as I was for Bandito's music, but what does that tell you?
What does that tell you indeed? Now, Mark, what were your thoughts on War Games? I know you're trying to get something in here.
My favorite part really was that before that music hit, you'd probably spent a good 15 minutes shouting Voorhees.
Well,
everyone.
Yes, yes.
Well, because you have to take the people that weren't there. Now, Bandito was at a CZW show. It's no secret. He's talked about it, so it's no secret.
Yeah.
So Joe Goodhart kept on going over to the microphone and going, "Where's your Bandito now?"
And that was very good, actually.
So I would go, "Voorhees! Season
Voorhees!" At one point, we all the three of us started chanting, "Voorhees! Voorhees!"
But apparently Joel didn't hear us.
He also didn't hear about his cummerbund, which was my favorite of all the stuff that I yelled, Mark yelled. That was the best one of the night. Dean, if you could give us the line again.
I believe it was something to the effect, "Your cummerbund offends me."
That was it.
"Joel, your cummerbund offends me," out loud. And I saw a few people look over like, "What the hell?"
And then immediately afterwards, I asked when his rental tux was due back. He heard that one.
Apparently, we made some enemies at the show. Two people not pleased with our constant chanting.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me? Who's mad at our chanting?
I don't know who they were. I just heard a report afterwards. So,
my job is done here.
Yeah, I was going to say, good. No kidding.
Much like Joel Goodhart, those people smell like cheese.
Yes, yeah, so you know what? Excuse me. And if you two are listening right now to this show, first of all, kiss my ass.
Hey, don't chase off our three listeners.
I'm sorry.
Our 3,000 listeners.
Right, 3,000. I apologize.
3 million. Come on, guys. There's an extra zero in there. Number one. Number two, it's better than you sitting there with your thumb up your butt and you look bored at the show. You sit there and there's performance in the ring. You just,
Well, I feel we're getting a little off track. So what I'm going to do, before I call Papa Don, I just want to say how displeased I am with this character. Now, what Papa Don did at War Games was simply, Dan, you tell the story. You were there.
That Papa Don. Well, no, so to connect with the Bandito thing, Team ECWA didn't have a fourth member. Now, I teased with the interview with TBCWA if it was going to be Sting, and of course that was a joke. But realistically, nobody ever said there was going to be a replacement either. Well, the time comes and goes. Bandito's music plays. Joel says something like, blah, blah, blah.
Blappity, blah, blah, blah.
Blappity, blah, blah, blue. Flippity, flappity, floop. The moment is gone, and I think it was literally 2 minutes later, all of a sudden, the Greek gods music plays, and Audi comes with a chair and just annihilates the guy with the big boobies. I forget his name. Mustafa
Aziz.
Yes, Aziz. He nails that guy, gets into the cage, and fights for Team ECWA. Should I tell the whole story?
And, well, after Chris threw the fireball and Team ECWA wins, when Breaker Morant, who was on the receiving end of that fireball, when that happened,
Papa Don picks up Chris Wilde and raises his arm in victory and then attacks him viciously, violently.
We had to get our post-match interview from the local ER.
Yes, we did. We had to drive there, all of us. We had to go in Zanoli's car because our Jeep was just not big enough. And I didn't have my car.
Well, without further ado, I'm calling him in.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hi, is this the Greek god Papa Don?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Papa Don. This is Double D from Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. Now, normally I call and I talk about all the worthy things you've done, I guess you could say, all the challengers that you faced. But today's a different story, Mr. Papa Don. You turned your back on the fans after months of teasing, becoming a champion for the people. You turned your backs on all of us. What do you have to say for yourself?
Double D, double D, double D. Are you smoking the wacky tobacco?
Perhaps I am.
Do you not watch and listen to my long-winded promos on the YouTube? I do not fight for these commoners and these peasants and these fans. I fight for myself. I said it before, I'll say it again. I don't care about these simpletons. I can care less about the fans. Only thing I care about is Big Red and the legacy that I'm cementing in this company as the greatest wrestler to ever step in an ECWA ring and being the greatest unsigned talent today. And to correct your incorrect statement, I didn't turn my back on the ECWA.
I'm outraged, mister. Outraged.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Put your fists back in your pocket and play some pocket pool and calm down. Because you and your two cronies over there, Big Burgundy right. and Dan Law, you
and
guys need
Marco
to realize...
Thompson. Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then Shemp over there, the fourth stooge. Listen, you guys got to realize one thing. I built this company. I made it relevant again. I rose it from the ashes and have surpassed that Kettner shadow that I had from when Mr. Kettner owned the company. Now it has its own identity. And everybody's talking about the ECWA. Everyone's talking about how great the company is, how great the roster is. Now, do you think it's very coincidental that all these new faces from the Northeast are coming into the company after I came into the company? You don't think I have a hand on dropping a couple of names when I see talent out there? Hey, Mike, hey, Joe, bring this guy in. He's good. Hey, Mike, hey, Joe, give this guy a shot. He's really talented. Let's face facts here. The ECWA was once a great company. Now it's even better. Why? Because I'm in its grace. I rose it out of the ashes like a phoenix. I made the belt relevant again. The caliber matches that I am putting on are pay-per-view caliber five-star matches. So why would I turn my back on my hard work? That is just asinine. That's something stupid, idiotic. That's something maybe you might do to prove a point. What I did was make a statement. You see, I am the greatest ECWA champion of all time. I'm having match of the night every night. I'm stealing the show every month when all these peasants come to the house that I built, the Newark Boys and Girls Club. And I was disrespected by management when they put the War Games as a quote-unquote main event of the night. Yet again, I told you I was going to steal the show, and yet again, I did. And you thought I couldn't do it because of a War Games match. But when people left, they weren't talking about War Games. They were talking about my match with Tony Nese and what I did to that sissy girl, Chris Wilde, at the end of the night. So let's face facts here. I didn't turn my back on the company that I helped build. That's like pissing in the wind. What I did was make a statement. I, and I alone, am the real champion. I am the ECWA. He can take his TWA title, and he can shove it where the sun don't shine. The fact of the matter is, that belt doesn't even belong to be in my company. That company folded for a reason. People didn't want to come see Breaker Morant. People didn't want to come see the TWA title being defended. What they want to come and see is five-star caliber matches put on by the greatest unsigned talent today, the Greek god Papadon. So I made a statement. And that statement is, I'm going to relinquish that trash that the people are calling the TWA title, take it away from that Chris, my promo suck wild, and give it a home in my trophy case next to my Super 8 trophy and next to Big Red. And then when that's said and done, that punk, little troll-looking peasant Brady Hicks, he decided to go on his radio show the other night with Bobby Fish on the Fish Tank and make a joke on one of my quote-unquote posts on Facebook saying that I'm putting down that I'm challenging for the NWA title. I never said I was challenging. I said I would like to win the title. And he decided to make a mockery of my statement, and Bobby Fish decided to play along saying he wants a shot at my title. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did I not beat Bobby Fish in the Super 8 tournament? Did I
you
not
did?
Make him bow?
No,
he shook my hand when we were done. So let's face facts here. Facts is
Now, if Bobby Fish wants a shot at my title, don't talk when I'm talking. If Bobby Fish wants a shot at my title, if anybody wants a shot at my title, all you have to do is ask. I'm not one of these champions that hide behind politics and rules and red tape. I defend my title every show, and I am 20-0 in this company. I am the longest reigning, greatest looking champion this company has ever had. And on top of that, if Bobby wants a shot, we'll do another unification match. We'll put the ECWA title against the Northeast Championship Wrestling, any ECW title that he has, and we'll see who the better man is. It's put up or shut up, Bobby Fish. If you're listening or if someone's going to relay the message, don't sing it, brother. Bring it. And if your little boyfriend, Brady Hicks, wants to jump on your bandwagon and play with your little fish fins, so be it. I'll smack him back all the way to the Shire, that little Frodo-looking chump. Anyhow, what else you want to talk about? Now you got me going.
Well, you got the ring announcer, Anthony, involved. What did he have to do to grease his wheels to take out Finnegan like that to lock the cage?
What makes you think I had anything to do with that?
It seemed coincidental to me, sir.
Well, you know what? Then you better go check your prescriptions. Because fact of the matter is, I can either confirm or deny that rumor. You'll just have to wait and see what's going on in Camp Papadon.
Am I to assume this also had nothing to do whatsoever with Blackheart?
Listen, Blackheart was a cancer that I annihilated. You see, when Bandito Jr. cannot make the show for whatever reason, I stepped up, and just like how I built this company, I saved this company from being destroyed. If I didn't enter that War Games match as the number four participant, the number games would have played into effect, and using mathematics, another trait the Greeks invented, ECWA would have lost to the Blackhearts. And what would have happened? The Koa the Dirty Mexican, the Golden Boy, Mr. Peon himself, Aiden Chambers, and that little girly man, my promo sucks, Chris Wilde, would have fallen victim to Blackheart, and the company would have went down in shambles. And all this time, 500 days I've been champion, would have been for nothing. So I stepped up, and I got the victory. And I defended this company. And this is the thanks this company has shown me. They disrespect me, spit in my face, and not call me the main event. And give all these people, all these guys that I've beaten, more prestige and a higher spot on the card. Well, I don't think so. Now I'm pissed off. They've broken the 11th commandment, and they've pissed off the Greek god, and they're going to feel my wrath. Listen, it's a war, and I'm declaring war on the entire ECWA and anyone else who wants to get involved. Bottom line, no one is safe, no one, friend or foe. Do not cross my path. Do not piss me off.
Fair enough. With that popping on, unless you have something else, would you like to go, or do you have anything else?
Do I have anything else?
I'm pretty sure you said it all.
Well, I know I said it all, but you're asking me if I have anything else. Well, you know what? I do have something else. This is what I have.
Oh. I think we just got hung up on.
we certainly did.
Oh.
Well, you know, to be fair, he made a lot of valid points.
He did make a valid point. I don't understand why the War Games would go ahead of a title match. We've said it before, without mentioning other companies, WWE, why they would put a title match on first. You know, they wouldn't think of doing it if they had Hulk Hogan. Like, oh, we have to put that as the main event. Why would you put War Games on without the title involved?
Logistically, you have to put up the cage.
Well, they took it down pretty easy when they needed to get in there.
That's true. Mike Keener.
That one guy's dog
that.
Got out.
Now, just saying.
Before we move on, I do want to play.
I think Brady Hicks is dead, by the way.
We're going to talk to Brady a little bit later on.
Oh, joy.
Now, I do want to play Chris Wilde's interview that we got exclusively at the ER.
Well, you know, you're catching me right after I got out of the ER here. And, what can you say? It was war. And that's what War Games is all about. And, yeah, I got busted open. They beat the hell out of me to the point where there was nothing more than to end it with fire. And that's what I did. Papadon, you know, you just... could not handle not being the main event. You just couldn't handle not being on the flyer for a show. And this is what you do. This is what you do to this company, a company that was founded for 45 years. You know, if that's how you're going to be and that's what you're going to do, I don't need to say anything. My actions will speak louder than my words. You can believe me on that. Abaddon, you've seen the war that I've been through with the Black Hearts. And you know, one thing that you haven't had in your title reign is you've had no adversity. You've ran through everyone here in the ECWA. But the adversity that I've been through, you're going to feel it through my blood. You're going to feel it through my fist. Papadon, what hurts you the most is by taking away the ECWA Heavyweight Championship, which has been a dream of mine. You stepped over the line. And now, get ready to pay with your belt. You know, I don't know what the board of directors have. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they're going to suspend Papadon for his actions. I don't know what they're going to do. But I'll tell you what. One way or the other, whether it's in the ring, whether it's in the back, whether it's outside of his house, whether it's at his favorite fitness club, I'm going to get my hands on him. And when I do, it's going to be like nothing he's ever had to face before, because you're going to face a wrath worse than a Greek god.
So, Mark, that was Chris Wilde directly outside of the ER. What do you have to say about that?
Well, first, I'd like to thank those nurses for giving us such freedom in that ER. Really went above and beyond the call there. And he sounds ready, man. Like, I feel like War Games really moved him up a peg. Like, he, you know, okay, sure. He's got his championship belt, so does Papadon. But before War Games and after War Games, it feels like, just that interview, it just sounds like a different dude now.
Violence changes a man.
I agree. Sounds tougher. Sounds harder.
There's no going back. Without further ado, it's time for fan mail. Well, good evening, Robert Knight. You are live with Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. How are you doing tonight, Robert?
The Knight Rider's doing fabulous. It's good to be back, guys. How is everybody?
I'm doing great. How about you two?
I feel outstanding. I feel like the weight of the
world
has been lifted off my shoulders.
The weight of the world? Now, why do you feel that way, Robert?
Because New Moon Rising Wrestling is finally free of the shackles of the Monster Factory.
Free of the shackles of the Monster Factory now.
Free at last. Thank God Almighty.
Now, I can say I've seen the new building. I went there yesterday, and I see a lot of potential there, Robert.
I've seen some pictures. Kit has been privy to some top-secret information even before yesterday when you guys were in there. And I'm impressed with it. The stuff that I'm hearing is, you know, it sounds really good. It does have a lot of potential, and I think we're finally going to bring the product that we wanted to bring a year ago when we kicked things off.
Very well. Now, Robert, you've been saying on Twitter for a while that you have yet another controversial story to tell. It's up to you if you want to do it now, if you want to ease into it, however you want to do it.
I'll do it now just to get it over with and, you know, hopefully put those guys behind us and make them a thing of the past. And again, it wouldn't be an episode of Hell in a Cell Talk Radio without some controversy from the Knight Rider. So,
absolutely,
and it doesn't involve
not.
Dan Cage this week for the most part, so he's safe. But it involves a guy, if you guys have seen some of our shows, his name is Mark Cruz. Now, if you've heard of him, he does a LMFAO gimmick. If you haven't heard of him, then you're not alone, because the guy's been in the business for less than a year. And for a guy being in the business for less than a year, he walks around like he's been in the business for 20-plus years. And I think that comes from the training, and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, if you know what I'm saying. But that guy, Got in touch with Jake Bishop. I don't know if they were friends from before. I don't know the whole backstory, but I know that when New Moon Rising Wrestling was started off and Jake was running the Proving Grounds training school, Mark Cruz was given a chance to train for free. So that guy came in as a friend of Jake's. You know, he came in, he didn't pay a dime. The guy trained for less than a year. He's already working shows, and like I said, the guy is running his mouth like he's some kind of superstar. I had a little trouble with him on Facebook, and I thought we cleared it up, but I thought maybe it was just the way I was looking at the guy, but it's definitely an ego problem. And the reason I'm saying that is because with the announcement of New Moon Rising Wrestling breaking free, Jake Bishop being the guy that he is, he didn't want people to have to take sides. I mean, people kind of already had their minds made up about what was going on anyway, but he put it out there, you know, he even gave people the option to work for both promotions. And apparently Mark Cruz was the only guy who decided to side with the Monster Factory after everything that Jake did. I mean, like I said, let the guy train for free, put him on shows, paid him on shows when the guy had 3 months training. And, you know, if it wasn't bad enough that he chose the Monster Factory, which was a slap in the face of Jake, he wasn't even man enough to give him a phone call and say, Jake, thank you for all you've done for me, but I disagree with what's going on. I'm going to stay with these guys. Not even a phone call. And, I mean, he definitely doesn't have the respect of me or anybody else in the locker room at New Moon Rising Wrestling, and he doesn't realize, because he's so young in the business, that when you disrespect family like that, you're disrespecting people not only in New Moon Rising Wrestling, but Jake's got friends in some really high places. So that guy's starting off his career on the wrong foot. And as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing he can do to repair it now, so you might as well go back to work at that gas station he was at a year ago.
Oh, my.
Now, let me ask a little follow-up question. If you burn bridges like that, whether you be on the independents or you be on TV, is there a way to ever repair something like that?
I mean, when it comes to making money, I would say yes, because obviously how many guys have left Vince McMahon on bad terms and have come back? On the independent scene, it's a little bit different because you have a guy who's just now starting to work independent shows, and coming in with a reputation of somebody that, you know, you slapped in the face. And like I said, Jake's good friends with the guys working for WWE. So, you know, when a guy has a reputation like that, it's kind of hard to get rid of it early on in a career. It's not like the guy's been around forever and, you know, he made a few mistakes and he can make them better. I mean, this guy's coming in with that kind of reputation, and he is a very talented worker. You know, I'm not taking that away from him. The guy's very athletic. He's got some great stuff in the ring, but you got to learn your role in the locker room and in the business. And like I said, I'm just assuming that it's coming from his head trainer, because that guy's got the same attitude as him. So, you know, all the power to him. And just on a quick side note here, for all the smack that the Monster Factory talked about New Moon Rising Wrestling, 2 days after they, you know, terminated their relationship with a handshake agreement, Dan Cage is already off talking to people at ECWA trying to get them to, you know, link up with the Monster Factory because they're not good enough or talented enough to do things on their own. And believe me, Dan, I'm sure ECWA knows, with guys like Papa Don on the roster, who's got more wrestling knowledge in his pinky than you have in your brain, that the last thing that they need is any kind of allegiance with you or the Monster Factory.
Well, that got around quick.
It certainly did. I'm not sure who got that around, but
listen, I'm above the law. I mean, Kit can get information from anybody, and that's exactly what I got. So, word travels fast, my friend.
Yeah. It certainly does, especially on the indies. Now, I do have a caller for you, and it's a very esteemed journalist. So here we go.
Okay.
Now, caller, just state your name.
Hey, Double J. Did you know that New Moon Wrestling Rising is going to be back soon?
I believe this is Captain Dave.
Captain Dave.
Hello,
Robert. Captain Dave, the host of New Moon Rising Wrestling Television. How are you today?
Hi, Robert. I'm so happy to talk to you. I've been trying to get a hold of you. I need you back on New Moon Wrestling TV.
Oh, it sounds great, buddy. Anytime. Just let me know what time and channel, and I'll be there.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Robert, can you come over? Mommy's going to let me use the stove and make you pork and beans.
What's happening?
Oh, it sounds quite tempting.
Okay, I'm going to let Captain Dave go.
Hi, Captain Dave.
Captain Dave, say hi to your Aunt Connie for me.
Oh my goodness, Captain Dave! You never know what's going to happen on Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Sounds like it's well past Captain Dave's bedtime.
He was listening to some country music.
Now, Dan, I believe you have the first fan mail.
First of all, let me just preface this by, this is one of my favorite letters ever written by one of your fans.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Hey, Robert. What's up, buddy? Listen, I hope you don't mind that I pretended like we were friends last week when I appeared on Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. I figured since you are the man, if I told people that I was texting you about New Moon Rising Wrestling, then I would be accepted. I hope I didn't offend the greatest U.S. champion of all time, your pal, Tank Tolan.
Tank Tolan. You know, I did hear about what happened with them last week. Apparently he was telling people he was texting me and all kinds of... I wouldn't give that guy my phone number if he was the last guy alive. I don't need texting buddies that bad.
Okay,
I am the greatest U.S. champion. Tank Tolan, if he ever gets his butt off the beach and back in the ring, we got a little score to settle, too.
Now, he did say that during the interview, too. He's like, I'm just hanging out at the beach. You know,
that's what he does. He just hangs out.
Forgot to fold this last part. P.S. I love Jillian.
Yes, P.S. He does love Jillian. That is true. Now, I have another one for you.
All right.
Now, dear Robert Knight, or Knight Rider, Robert Knight, I just wanted to say that I'm super excited for the Season 2 premiere of Fan Mail this coming Monday, July 23rd. I have been waiting anxiously over the past several weeks, and I know you won't disappoint your millions of fans. Keep getting those evildoers. All the best. Masked Assassin number 216. P.S., do you have any signed 8x10s left?
It's great to hear from the Masked Assassin number 134. I haven't heard from that guy since he was chased out last time. I hope you're doing well, Masked Assassin. As a matter of fact, I do have some 8x10s available. They're for sale on eBay now, so you can look up Robert Knight signed 8x10s on eBay, and you'll find those and the big Season 2 premiere of Fan Mail with Robert Knight is this coming Monday. Forget about the 1,000th episode of Raw. The big deal this Monday coming up is Fan Mail Season 2.
Now, Robert, do you have anything else for us?
I'm just about burnt out with all that. I mean, I did catch a video when I was driving to the foundation tonight. Kit forwarded to me, and it was from the American Roughneck. Apparently, the guy filmed some kind of video of me sleeping, which is kind of creepy, and he said something about my time being limited. Well, American Roughneck, you spend so much time on the ground, you got me confused with your cell phone, pal. There's nothing limited about me. And sooner or later, you and I are going to meet up, and when we do, I'm going to emblazon my United States Championship logo in your big, bald head, pal.
There you go. Strong words from the Knight Rider, Robert Knight. Mark, do you have anything? I know you really like Robert. Do you have anything for Robert before we go?
Well, Robert, I'm just really glad that you're back. I feel like I've missed you, buddy.
I know. I heard that you were trying to get some information. I mean, you came out to the foundation looking for some, you know, some news, trying to find out what I was up to, what was going on with Fan Mail. We're just glad that you're okay. We're glad that you're back here, and we hope that you're just as happy as we are with the news of New Moon Rising Wrestling.
If it was possible to give a high five through the internet, I certainly would, sir.
Awesome. Right back at you. I give you a thumbs up, too. How's that?
Thumbs up, high five, double tandem. Perfect.
Awesome.
Turkey, if you will. Now, Robert,
yes.
You have a good week. I'm sure you're going to be right back here next week as well. So, Robert, you have a good night now.
You too, guys. One man can make a difference.
All right, everyone. That was Robert Knight, the Knight Rider, if you will.
Go ahead, man.
You know, when I was on special assignment and in my darkest hours, I would pull out that 8x10 I had signed by Robert, and it really got me through some tough parts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's an inspirational character.
I just used my phone and watched the fan mail and made me happy. Now,
on that note, I just want to play a commercial. Hold that thought, Dan. Here we go.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room on WEXP 1600 AM in Philadelphia and BradyHicks.com. Like what you hear? Be sure to check out all the other great content available on BradyHicks.com. In the Room, Between the Ropes, JV Mail, Hell in a Cell Radio, Titus Machiavelli, The Papadon Show, What's Wrong with Wrestling, The Book Club, Saturday Night Akbaz, The Extreme Odd Couple with Steve Carino and Rob Dimension, The O Show, The Fish Tank with Bobby Fish, and Dimple Date, The Date Dating and Relationship Show at BradyHicks.com. Great video content. This Week in Wrestling. Stepping Out with Sassy Stephanie. WSU and ECWA TV. Completely Damaged. Wrestling Reflections with Darren Corbin. And so much more. Check it out today.
All right. Cole Calloway's favorite radio guy.
Yeah. Cole Calloway, everyone's favorite athletic guy.
Hey, did he call you?
He did. We are in communication.
Oh, cool.
So
I hope that he sent a lot of smiley faces if he texted you.
And glitter.
Glitter through
winky ones. Glitter unicorn. And you're like, how did you even make that emoticon?
I definitely do.
Sparkle, sparkle.
What I'm trying to do now, because... things are going a little crazy right now. So, let's see.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. I do have D-Line coming up.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get him on right now, but... just bear with me for a minute. Guys, yeah. What do you... just talk about something. Please.
So, that was my first ECWA show, Dan.
And
you went to the... what?
And?
I was blown away. Now, I wanted to ask you, you got to watch Papadon twice now. What match was better? Was that match that I watched really like the best match I've ever watched
man,
in my life?
Oh, that's a tough question. You know, and I went back, and did you? I posted a video that I took of the Tony Nese match. Did you see that yet?
Not yet.
Shoot that dog. I went back when I was riding the train home. I watched the whole Raising the Bar DVD, and... that was a good match. That's a tough one. I was more invested in this match than I was because I knew both guys at that point.
Literally, we talk about it. There's that 10-minute exchange, like after the 450, and you're
my God!
You literally are just sitting there. You're like, maybe he's part of ECWA now. He's just going to beat him.
And I'll tell you this. In the video, and I'll send you the link, just go to my YouTube. It's there. When you're watching the video, I got that moment when he hit the 450, and you're going, oh, my God, Dean. and he kicks out of it. And it was just, I don't know. I had more, like I said, more emotional. They're more emotionally invested in that match. It was War Games. Everybody is a critic. I liked War Games, but that
I thought it was fun.
That match was unbelievable.
Personally, that's my first experience ever really watching a cage match too. I feel like a cage match. Like
that was my first cage match.
It kind of took away from watching a match. Like, it's no offense to the War Games, but, like, the cage, like, itself is intrusive into a match.
And no offense.
Like, we're watching... Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, finish, man.
No, I was going to say, the two matches that really blew me away were clearly Papadon, and then watching our boys Fusion DS.
Oh, man. That, like, tag team wrestling. Not, I mean, just the formula they have in that match is... one that, you know, it's not, you know, good guy gets beat up, tags the other guy in, does a finisher, wins the match. It's 15, 20 minutes of, I don't know which way this is going to go.
Yeah, I really feel like big time professional wrestling could learn a thing or two from some indie tag team wrestling, because as far as I know, isn't big time tag team wrestling just dead?
Yeah, that's the thing. And when you go to the indies... It's not dead. And that match, and you know what? The match they had last month was just between Azrael and Bandido was just as it was just a great tag team match. Just something you don't see because there's no time for it anymore. And those matches were both long matches. You could sit there, watch the match. It wasn't like a long 25, 30-minute tag team match where you just got, one guy got beat up for 10 minutes. It was exciting, on the spot, bang, 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 bang.
And I know there were some fans there that were chanting stuff and really into those matches. Those three fans should really be applauded.
Those three fans really should be applauded. I think their names are Dean, Mark, I forget the other guy, but I think he was wearing a Flyers shirt.
True.
And you know what? He looked pretty dang good with his new haircut. All I'm saying, the point I was making earlier, and maybe that kissed my ass, the comment was a little off base, because everybody's entitled to their opinion. Maybe they're a little strong about their opinion. I am strong about this opinion. Do not go to a wrestling match, whether there's 50 people there, 300 people, or 20,000, and sit there with your thumb up your ass.
Well,
Don't do it.
Here's the thing. I think that the three of us, and this is what I'm going to say, the three of us really find ourselves very entertaining. And once we get on a roll, we really find ourselves entertaining. Like, to the point where we're literally the only 3 to 5 people watching a wrestling show.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone
exactly
else there, I didn't even notice where they were there.
And to the fact...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and to the fact that the wrestlers, the talent, the referee, everybody were as interacting back, I really could care less if I annoyed you at that show or not. I chanted, big deal, go cry me a river. When you're yelling at Finnegan that it was a 3 count, not a 2 count, he looks back at you and shakes his head, and he's not doing that to anybody else. You sit there silent. Have fun with that. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. The other thing I want to say is Joel Goodhart, man. Joel Goodhart, I love that guy. That guy is a load of fun.
He is a good guy.
Just like even him outside that ring, man, he was he was working up. He was working the crowd.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
No. Go. I thought you were done. There's a delay here, man.
No, I was going to... Yeah, there's a little staggering. It's fine. I was going to say, talking to him afterwards, that dude's just so interesting to talk to. He's just so, like... And he's really nice to you. He's really, like, glad that you're interested in what he's telling you. Guys, love
Joel, man.
When
you guys... The week I was off, and you guys had the interview with him, I listened back to it. You didn't even scratch the surface on the stories you could tell. You didn't even scratch the surface.
Well, he was telling us one after the show, and I forget how it went, but man, he was dropping WCW references.
Great American Bash.
Just so many.
It was Great American Bash.
Yes, that was it.
Fifth Center, 1986. Yeah, the double ring, it wasn't in Philadelphia, but where they had the original war game, and you can't make that crap up.
Man, it's just so fun. I'm really going to look back at another thing. Go ahead.
Did we lose him now?
No, maybe. I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're all here.
I'm good, guys. No, I was just... I'm not trying to cut you off, but folks, I'm dealing with a delay. I don't know how I sound, but I apologize. D-Line is messaging us also, saying, we're on the phone, good show.
I'm working on it.
I'll message them and tell them we're working on it. But no, it's things like that. Like, you know, and the thing is, why I want to go back again... is, I mean, not so much for the family atmosphere. I could care about the content, really. I mean, as long as there's something in it for me. But it feels like a family.
Mm-hmm.
you're talking to the guys before or after the show. You're meeting up with them, and they're available to talk to, ask questions, stupid questions, good questions. They're there. You can't get that when you go to another show, quite frankly, unless it's behind the table and you're waiting in line with 100,000 other people.
What was that?
I have no idea. It wasn't me. Now, the next, what is it called? Champions Collide? We're going to go for a prediction thing here. How do you think that's going to go? First of all, let's not even talk about the fact that Zanoli dropped the bomb and that it's going to be fan participation lumberjack match for the a match between, I'm going to freeze up here, Tartaglia and,
Ulala.
Crud, help me, Mark. Yes,
Ulala.
Tartaglia and Ulala, yes. It's going to be you guys and whoever's listening, Newark, Delaware, $15. Get in there. When you get your ticket, you got to be 18 years old. You got to have no medical condition. You got to sign a waiver, and you throw your name in a hat. You draw your name out of a hat, you're in as a lumberjack.
Pretty good deal.
How rad. How rad. What an experience.
I mean,
you're not gonna get that at the Cumberland Mall. At Lady Foot Locker.
No, the fact
you're not gonna get that there. You're not gonna get that at the Pottery Barn.
No. You're not gonna get that at Annie Am's.
You go out on a Saturday night, you go to Bed Bath and Beyond, you know what you're gonna get? New sheet, maybe. You're not gonna get the roll Tartaglia back into the ring.
You might get a shower vibrator.
So awkward.
That was a little awkward.
That was a little awkward. Well, you can find those there. It's a water massager.
Yes. A very graphic water massager.
That looks a little bit like a. It looks a little bit like a Goodhart.
It looks a little bit like what? What? Make that noise again? Where have we gone? What's happening?
I don't know.
Did I step into Ophidian Cobra's time cycle?
Oh, yes.
We probably did, but I'm still working on things.
I sent them a message to let them know. Can you play a commercial so I can try to fix my delay here?
Not really, not right now, no. Not with what I'm doing. But yeah. Mark, I think
could... you guys sing.
I think Mark could probably pull a Joey Styles right now.
All in all...
Oh, my God!
Looking back at the ECWA show that I went to, my first time experience, it was really good. Now, we went with a couple of people that decided that the beginning half of the show was a little lackluster, and I think those people were a little out of their mind.
I was going to say, well, those two are pretty boring as well.
The first half of meeting them was a little boring, wasn't it?
Yes, a little bit.
That's just not nice, guys.
It wasn't nice. It wasn't.
But
I'm defending
guys.
ECWA.
Yeah, really.
No, actually, those two cats were really nice. I really had a good time with them. They thought they were having a good time with us yelling. I hope those were the two that actually
here's my problem. Dean, where did you hear that without naming names?
I heard it from those two guys.
Are you serious?
No, that the people next to them were not enthralled with us.
Oh. Good. I hope I get placed next to them next time again, and I'll scream even louder. That's why, I mean, you go into wrestling to get the reaction from the fans. What do? If you sit there and you don't react to what's going on?
Well, I heard the Breaker Moron chants were not appreciated. That's what I heard.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, they were deadly accurate, Dean.
They weren't so accurate. I mean, who walks right
you know
into a fireball?
Seriously.
Okay, I think... Now
seriously,
I saw it coming.
He has a leg. That burns my balls, man.
Let me see. Now, D-Line, I believe you're on the line. Say
what
something
up,
if
no.
you are.
Yeah,
hey,
we got it.
Okay, man. That only took forever.
28.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Okay. We're doing great. Thanks
glad
for hanging out. Yes. Mark,
hey.
Take it away.
Well, D-Line, give us a little lowdown on what's been going on since the last time we talked, man.
Oh, man, a lot's been going on. First of all, before we start, man, we'd like to thank you guys for having us on the show, man. We definitely appreciate it. A lot of big things are going on for us, man. We started to get a lot of calls from different places, you know, a lot of interviews we're doing, you know, just trying to stay on the grind and keep, you know, pushing and, you know, continue to, you know, let everybody know that we are one of the best damn tag teams in the business today.
Okay, now D-Line, can you name any of these places that have given you a call?
Oh, man, well, you know, Ring of Honor, there's all sorts of places. I mean, there's a lot of places that that are calling everywhere, you know, trying to get in touch with us. And, you know, it's just all about fitting it, you know, into our schedule and getting everything going. So, you know, Ring of Honor is definitely, you know, the big one that we will be going back there August 3rd. So.
Okay, so August 3rd now, are you entered in that prestigious tag team tournament for the vacant tag team titles?
You know, we have no idea. You know, right now, you know, it's up in the air. I believe right now they have, I think it's like four teams they already picked right now. So I know it's like, I think it's a total of eight, I believe. So, you know, there's a few more tag teams that still haven't been announced. So that's up in the air. And, you know, I tell you what, if we get picked for that, you know, it would definitely be an honor to, you know, enter that tournament amongst some great, great tag teams that already been announced. So
now, there's another big show. No, there's another big show coming up. The Dem Boys show coming up in Delaware. Now, what's going on there? Do you have an opponent yet, or you're still waiting to find out as far as that? And just give us about that show.
Oh, absolutely. That show is, I believe that show is August 4th, you know, in Delaware, the boys show for the Mark and Jay, the Briscoe brothers, you know, their show. We're still waiting on an opponent. We haven't even heard who we'll be, you know, going against, but whoever we're going against, you know, we ready to rock and roll and, you know, do what we do best. And, you know, and that's put on the show and, you know, handle business, put it that way.
Now
am I the only one on? This is Black Eyes. I'm the only one. I must be the only one on because I haven't heard anything from Body Snatch just yet. I don't know if he's on.
Can you hear me?
He's on.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
There he is.
Yeah, he's there. He's there. He is definitely there. I got you both on. The hamsters are working a little overtime right now, but we're getting this together. Now, I finally had the chance to see you guys in action at a PPW show not too long ago. Now, what's the deal going on with PPW? What do you have going on there?
PPW is one of the companies where, you know, it kind of we knew guys who was there, and they wanted us to work. We've been there for a few years now, and, you know, finally getting into the title hunt. Hopefully, man, sometime soon we'll get the title shot. Hopefully we win. You know, we got to go out there, put on a great show. We also have to go in there, of course, with our A game because, you know, it's tag teams out there that are good, and we are not looking past anyone. So, you know, the whole thing in PPW is that it's a great fan base there. Those guys show us love, and we can't ask for nothing more. We love it.
Now, you guys worked a bunch of places since the last time we talked. Is there any show that you've had recently that you were like, man, what a great atmosphere to be at, what a great show that we put on, what a great company to be involved with? Who's the company that you want to give a little shout-out, a little plug to right now?
Oh,
Ice. I'm sorry, that was a little delay. A little delay with that one. you said, can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
You guys have worked for a couple of companies here and there now. What's the best atmosphere you've been involved with these companies? A company maybe you want to give a little shout out to, a little heads up. We had a great time doing a show for you guys. Anyone like that?
Besides, you know, of course, besides Ring of Honor, of course, I would say them boys. I mean, their show, I mean, the atmosphere was just amazing. I mean, the fans were just so awesome. I mean, it was a packed house, and, you know, the card was just impressive. I mean, it was just name after name after name after name. You know, just impressive talent. I mean, the talent was just so amazing. So I would say, all in all, them boys show. I mean, it was just unbelievable, put it that way.
Now, are they starting their own promotion, or is that just every once in a while they're going to have some shows, get some friends together?
You know, right now I think it's every once in a while. That's what it looks like, but eventually, you know, who knows, maybe it'll be, you know, their own promotion. But I tell you what, you know, the first show was amazing. I mean, it was a packed house, you know, you can barely move in there. And, you know, I'm pretty sure this second show coming up August 4th is going to be, you know, the same way. So right now it looks like right now they're doing it every now and then, but it could turn into, you know, a regular thing.
Is there any team out there you guys are dying to get in the ring with?
What you think, Sinatra?
I mean, listen, we take on all comers. We don't back down from anyone. There's no particular team that we're looking forward to getting in the ring with. I mean, if you want a piece of D-line, we all for it. We back down from anyone. And, I mean, of course, everyone know we have a score to settle with the Nightmares from a year ago, actually over a year ago. And, you know, this one CW show that will be on, I believe, September the 15th, we definitely want to get our hands back on those guys.
Absolutely. To touch on what, you know, Body Snatcher just said, we definitely have a score to settle with those guys. You know, it's no secret. We don't like them. They don't like us. You know,
and
we cannot wait to settle this score. Because I tell you what, when we meet in the ring, when we meet, it's going to be on and popping. I mean, there's no ifs and no buts. I mean, you know, it's going to be all out war. But to touch on, to follow up on that, I say another tag team we'll probably be interested in working with, getting in the ring with, I would say Fusion DS. I'd say Fusion DS.
Fusion DS, so you'd like to work with the ECWA Unified Tag Team Champions.
Yeah, yeah. We're definitely, I mean, those guys, are, you know, they have talent. I mean, those guys are you know, down-to-earth guys. And, you know, I think, you know, besides, you know, definitely the Nightmares, it'd be fun to, you know, get in the ring with, you know, Fusion DS to, you know, to work it out. And, you know, we've been in the ring with the Briscoes and other top tag teams. Why not?
Okay. Now, I do want to ask a question about your football. You guys are both semi-pro football players. Now, just give us a little story about that. There's plenty of championship rings, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, man, we've been playing semi-pro football since 2001, and we're currently playing in our final year as well. That's what we say. So, yeah, man, right now, you know, we play with two teams, and both are located in Northern Virginia, Prince William County, actually a team called the Prince William Monarchs. Playing with them right now. And
I'm from Prince William County, guys. Where do you guys play?
We play at Old Redskins Park.
Oh!
And we also play at George Mason University.
You guys are around the corner from me. I am definitely going to check that out.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, really?
Man.
I mean, definitely come to a game, man, and come out and enjoy the game. You'll see some smash mouth football, buddy. just like you see us do Smash Mouth in the ring. It's the same 110% going hard in that square circle as we do on the gridiron, man. And, you know,
that's the only way we know. We know. That's the only way we know is to get, you know, go 150, give 150%. And that's what we try to do in everything we do.
Right. And with the rings, we have plenty of rings to show our hard work on that field. And as we're trying to do in the square circle, we're trying to collect as much gold as possible to show how dominant we are inside that square circle. So, you know, football, listen, if you look at the history of pro wrestling, a lot of guys come from the world of football that are great. You know, Ron Simmons, it's a lot of guys that you can just go down the list who played professional football, Chief Wahoo McDaniel. These guys made it in the business. I mean, listen, we come from a different breed. We are aggressive all the time. On the football field, you have to be aggressive. If you're not aggressive, believe me, that 300-pound guy in front of you don't give a crap if you're scared or not. He's going to ram you as hard as he can. So to be prepared for that, you have to ram him as hard as you can. And that's the way we go in the ring, and that's how we look at it on the football field. So football, man, is our life, and also professional wrestling is our life. So we just have to put both of those things together and put them all as into one. And hopefully, man, it pays off for us in this business we call professional wrestling.
Okay, I really can't say it any better. Now, is there something coming up very soon that the fans can check you out at?
Yeah, very soon. I mean, ROH, you know, August 3rd, you know, we'll definitely be in the building, you know, the live TV taping, so, you know, they can definitely check that out. And then also August 4th, we'll be at, you know, them boys at their show. So, you know, definitely, you know, if you're in the area, if you know somewhere local, you know, definitely come out to those shows, man. And, you know, we really look forward to, you know, we try to meet and greet all of our fans, you know, because without the fans, no matter who you are, you wouldn't be where you are. I mean, the fans are the one who buy the tickets. The fans are the one who support you and ride with you, you know, to the end. And I really think, you know, we have the best fans in the world. I mean, we make time out to do whatever, you know, go the extra mile for our fans because they go thousands of miles for us, you know, and we always, you know, we always let them know how much we appreciate them. And there's one guy in particular, you know, who I want to definitely, you know, point out. He's from England. His name is Mr. Parkin, you know, and he represents us from England and shows us mad love, and, you know, we appreciate that. So all of our fans, we appreciate, you know, all their love and support.
Okay, so guys, do you have anything you want to plug before you have to go tonight?
Yeah, man, if you guys have Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter, and you will just go to @DLineBlackRed. That's D-Line, BLKRED. And if you want to follow us on Facebook, you can also follow us at Black Ice and Body Snatcher. It should come up. Definitely try to tag us as a friend, and we're definitely – Listen, we talk to our fans. If you have a question, we answer it. So definitely follow us on Facebook at Black Ice Body Snatcher, and you can also follow us on Twitter at DLKRED.
Okay, so guys, thanks for hanging out for a little bit, and definitely thanks for hanging out while we were having a little bit of trouble. I definitely do appreciate it.
Hey, man, listen, we know it's a live show. We know it's a live show, and, you know, technically things happen that you don't want them to happen, but when you're dealing with live broadcasting, that's what happens. So no problem, bro. And Dave, it was great meeting you, bro. It was great meeting you guys at that PPW show. You're a good guy, and... I plug your show all the time, every week. I plug your show.
Right.
Yeah, man, absolutely, man. You know, keep up the good work. Like we said, you know, thank you for having us on. You know, we appreciate, you know, you guys, and you know, just, you know, keep up the good work, man. And thanks once again for having us.
Hey Dean, I have a question for you, bro.
Sure.
This weekend, who do you have?
Wait,
are
this
you going
weekend
for Uriah? Do you think Uriah is going to win or what?
I'm going with Uriah Faber. Yes.
Listen, that dude is 100% pit bull. I love how he works. I love his style. I don't know if he get a chance to get back at that guy who he keep losing to. I think he'd get him, but Uriah is a beast.
Okay. Yeah. You know, it's definitely a tough test for him coming up this week. So it really depends if Uriah can fight his type of fight.
Yeah. And I had another question. What do
sure.
you think of that? What do you think of Anderson Silva, how he beat Chael Sonnen? Listen, I'm an Anderson Silva guy, but the referee stopped that fight way too early. What do you think about that?
It's kind of difficult when you're talking about a TKO like that. And what I mean by that is sometimes a punch can knock a guy out, and then the next punch wakes him up. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So unless you're there like that close, it's really hard to say exactly, you know, was it too soon? Because I'm not sure if you saw the Dan Henderson Fedor fight, but that was another instance where people were like, oh, they stopped it too soon. But when you watch the slow motion, that uppercut that Dan Henderson hit on Fedor knocked him out, and then like two other punches woke him back up. So it's to say,
right.
unless you're actually in there, you know, it's hard to say.
It is hard to say. And I mean, as me being a fight fan, I mean, also like you, you know, we don't get the feeling of being actually there in the front row. All we can go by is what we see on television. And the bottom line, on that close-up, I think that he missed a lot of those punches. He hit him with a few, but I don't think Chael was done. I don't think he was done.
Well, even Chael at the post-fight, he was like, you know, you really can't, you know, the decision's a decision, and it's, you have to live with it, unfortunately.
Right. Hey, man, listen, we definitely thank you. And we appreciate you for having us on the show. And anytime you want us back, we're definitely available, bro.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And hopefully, we don't have the technical problems like we did this time.
No problem, man. We definitely understand, man. Y'all take care and keep up the good work.
Okay. Thank you so
yes,
much,
sir.
Guys.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Well.
I'm seriously going to a football game now.
Okay, so that was a D-line.
Nobody cares what I have to say.
Well, no, I you're going to a football game. Let's talk about
football.
Go ahead, right now you can, because I'm working on a few things here. So.
Oh, I don't know. They pick and pick skin up and they kick. Mark, you still with us, man?
Oh, I'm here.
Well, guys, it is time for just a very brief announcement. We are going to start. In a few weeks, if I can get there. But in a few weeks, we're going to start looking back at the career of the ECWA Hall of Famer, the Lifetime Achievement Award winner, Monsieur Ulala. Now,
the Monsieur Ulala.
Monsieur.
Yes, Monsieur Ulala, and it's going to be called a French interruption, if I can find the darn thing. Because it moved on me. But, guys, just talk for a second here.
Well, I got to be
so
honest,
anyway,
it was also my first time seeing Mr. Go ahead, Dan.
No. God damn technical go, dude. You got it.
I was talking about seeing Mr. Ulala for the first time at the ECWA show. that dude is something to behold, let me tell you. A really, really great guy. Interviewing him in person, which, you know, didn't technically happen, was something else. I believe I got called a swine to my face.
Yeah, well, he calls everybody swine, and that's pretty much an interview whenever he gives an interview. That's pretty much what you get, man. And that's not a bad thing. That guy, he's got a gimmick and he follows it, man. It's hilarious.
It was spectacular. It was honestly one of the most fun times I've had in quite some time. So that dude can point in my face and call me a swine whenever he likes. Also, super great with the fans, by the way.
Yeah, very. Everyone that came up to him, end of story, no matter what he was doing, he was taking pictures. And you didn't hear it because the live feed was so messed up, but while we're on interview, several guys, and including Monsieur Ulala, excuse me, wow, that was wonderful, would give autographs and pictures while on the line with us, while right there on mic, and do it. And no matter how many times they got stopped, it's great. You don't see that.
But here is just a sneak peek of what a French interruption will be. In a second.
This is going to be a big interruption, and it's going to be French.
Oh, the French interruption. Now we're talking, huh? Ooh la la! Woo! I'm the champ! Woo!
Okay, so that is a preview.
Spectacular.
Of a French interruption that will be debuting August 1st. As we look back at the career of Monsieur Ulala.
Now, that's a long career, folks, so this is going to be the stories he tells.
Bi-weekly, I'm not sure how it's going to work out. We're going to work out those details. But it's coming. A French interruption. I still don't know what a French interruption is. But
I don't think he does.
I don't think anyone does, quite frankly.
No, that's all right.
Now I'm going to try to bring on Ref Rich from New Moon Rising Wrestling.
Who, incidentally, is also a good guy.
And I believe he's on with us. Now, Rich, if you're there, are you there, Rich?
Did you stop playing Firebrader there, pal?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Rich is there. And now I'm bringing on...
using a World War II microphone.
Thanks, guys.
And I'm also bringing on Brady Hicks, PWI contributing writer, Brady Hicks.
I didn't bring the can with the string. Is that okay?
No, that's you know what? We need the can with the string. And also, before we do anything, Brady, I think Papa Don's going to kill you, man.
You know, I was listening earlier. I heard that I don't know what his problem is, man. We were just having a little bit of fun. I mean, all I said was that he wants to win the NWA title, and he got all bent out of shape about it. I don't get it.
I don't think he wants to have fun. I think he's all business. What is going on?
I believe that could be Rich. Rich, are you listening to the live stream right now?
No, I'm listening to you guys.
Okay, but are you listening through the computer or on your phone?
No. I'm talking on the phone there, buddy. I can't listen to talk at the same time.
Okay.
I can't chew gum and walk at the same time.
Yeah. Well,
no, please.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Can I say something before we start here?
Sure.
I want to give a shout out. I missed most of your show because, you know, I got home from work late tonight, but I do hear my good buddy and my brother in arms, Captain Dave, come in there and say a few words tonight. I just want to shout out to Dave. He's like my hero. He's my hero of commentators out there. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I did catch a little bit of what you said. I know you think it's fun. I like Dave. He's my brother. Come on. Seriously, though, I heard a little bit of what, you know, some of what Robert Knight was saying, you know, and I just want to go on the record to say, as far as New Moon and Rising and the Monster Factory, as you know, we've talked, I don't get in the middle of that. So I don't want to discuss that. I work for both companies, you know.
Oh,
that.
We're not.
And, you know, so I don't really want to go into their business. I just want to keep this on whatever you want to discuss. And, you know, if I have I told you, I want to train you in the ring. I want to bring you
what
in.
What about this Monster Factory experience? What about this Monster Factory situation? What about the Monster Factory situation? I'm just kidding. I'm forgetting.
I can't comment on that. I mean, I really can't. I'm neutral. You know what I'm saying?
I
stay out of the office. You know what I mean? I go in and do my job. I know you are, brother. I know you are. That's what I like about you guys. You're good. You guys are top. I had a great time last Saturday. You guys are awesome.
Now the goat gene, I control.
Thank you. Now, the first thing I want to bring up is Raw 1000. We're coming up to the 1000th episode of Raw. Brady, what are you looking forward to the most?
What am I looking forward to most?
I'm starting with Brady. Go ahead, Brady.
With me? Okay. I think that this upcoming Monday is going to be awesome because they've stacked the lineup. It's pretty much every week after that that's going to suck, and that's a shame. I think that all we're looking at is a couple more main eventers, basically Cena just getting some extra mic time and a couple longer matches, and I think that's really a failure on WWE's part, because I think that they could use it to showcase a lot of the talent that doesn't get on their big TV shows, you know.
Okay, now, Ref Rick, what are you looking forward to as far as Raw 1000, the 1000th episode of Raw coming up?
Well, you know, I told you before, I watch the shows, but I don't watch it for the action. I watch it for the refs, you know. But I'm just looking to see what they're going to come up with next. Obviously, I'm going to be honest with you guys, and you're probably going to say, you know, I'm being biased again. You know, I call it down the middle. I don't sway nowhere. I don't think it's going to be that great of an episode, and I'll tell you why. I'm not on it. Plain and simple. They don't have Ref Rich on the show.
There you go. Ref Rich. Go ahead.
If I was there, it'd be top-notch. You know that.
I do. Now,
I'll take this. And Ref Rich, since we're not on the delay, I'll start with you, and then Brady, you can answer the question. With Raw 1000 coming up, I mean, there's really, and you tell me what you guys are looking forward to. There's nothing really that I want to see on this Raw episode. I mean, what do you think? What are the rumors out there? What do you think they're going to pull out of their hats for this episode?
I would think you're going to see the return of Stone Cold Steve Austin. I really do. And I really think that hopefully him and Vince McMahon can renew an old rivalry. You know what I'm saying? I would love to see him flip Vince McMahon off again. It's only he can do and drink the buds. You know what I mean? That was classic when he came in on the Monday Night Raw. I know you've all seen it. Stone Cold come in with the Budweiser truck, the fire hose, and just soak McMahon with Budweiser. You know what I mean? I thought that was the best one I've seen yet. You know, and I'd like to see them renew that old rivalry. You know what I mean? That's my opinion.
Brady, go.
I love that. I love that idea. I don't think it's going to happen, but I love it. What I think is going to happen, and this is what I'm looking forward to the most, is I think Brock Lesnar is going to go in there and he's going to destroy Shawn Michaels just to send a message to Triple H. He's going to just straight give him a hand, you know, make him all bloody.
No.
He can get blood.
You know,
on
I think you might have something there. You
I
might
think
be
that's
able to
what
something
they
there, Brady.
Do.
You're absolutely right. I think that might, you know, that's a good possibility. As
and
good
I
friends
see
as
that.
You and them are. Yes, that
and
would be awesome.
I
want to
see that.
Yes, I agree. That would really knock Raw. You ain't going to top that. If that happens, you can't top that. That's just like, that would be the bomb. The head with what CM Punk says, pipe bomb, I think Brock Lesnar is going to drop the bomb. I really do.
I hope he drops the bomb and not something else.
Well, true.
Oh.
All right, now, this is a family show, right?
Now, The AJ Daniel Bryan wedding.
Joke.
Yeah, thank you. Other than AJ, she's beautiful. I mean, does anybody care? I mean, is it going to go the way of Macho Man Liz?
Absolutely. And I think how they messed it up is last week, if anybody watched Raw, she proposes to CM Punk, Daniel Bryan proposes to her. Okay? This week, you know, Bryan proposes to AJ again. She accepts. Okay? Where's the storyline? I don't see it. They ruined it by the double proposal. You know what I'm saying? I think she's a psycho. She plays it well. She does it very well. But I just don't see. You're right. It's going to be a Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth all over again. Or you could go with Triple H and Stephanie all over again. You know what I mean?
I love it. I hope it. Do you guys know that AJ really is crazy? Like, she hates me. How insane is that? That she doesn't like me.
Well, I will say this. You know, Brady, you're so likable.
Yeah, I am.
You have to love her enthusiasm. She's bouncing and prancing up and down the ramp. You know?
I can only hope that this wedding is just like the Macho Man, and I hope she gets bit by a cobra. It'll be great.
Oh, you mean Santino Marella coming out and hitting her with the cobra? Yeah, I can see that. That would be hysterical. But you know what? I would like to walk up to AJ, and I'd like to tell her she's a psychotic psycho, just to have her slap me, just to say, hey, that was cool. You know what I mean? That's just me, you know?
I'd let her make out with me first, but then, I want to get her to slap.
Oh, man.
Brady,
you ain't right, Brady.
I don't see that happening, Brady. It's something about the way you look, man.
Oh,
yeah, I'm not into 14-year-old.
Oh, that's
years,
wrong.
So I guess it'll be
that's
tough.
Wrong. That's wrong. That is wrong.
I'm sorry.
Hey, D.
Yes.
Can I ask you, what was this big surprise that my boy Rick was talking about at the show Saturday with, like I said, I missed most of the show with Captain Dave? I really want to know what that was now, because I've been thinking about it all week.
Mom or something.
I wish I could have been on air, but I got in from work. I hit off.
Dave received permission from his mother to make pork and beans.
Oh, come on now.
on the stove.
That's wrong.
Hey, he said
it. No, I did. I missed it. What was your big surprise for him?
No, that was a surprise. I'm not kidding.
Is that right? Really? Oh, man, that's mean. Dave, if you're listening, probably I'm behind you, my friend.
Hey, Dean, hold on. I got a surprise for you. You ready? Hold on. All right, here we go.
What is happening here?
I got to wash my hands. Hold on.
That's big.
We're really rounding it up this week.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
this is never going to see air. All right, Mark, ask another question before I blow my brains out.
So we're talking about Raw 1000 there. How many matches end in a pinfall and or submission?
Three.
Really?
I would say three.
It's a legit question.
It's a very good question, and I think it would probably be three. Now, let me ask you also, what do you think about the Big Show as far as his part in what they're doing with
him? Oh, Big Show, I like his talent.
Absolutely.
I think at age 40, I think he can still go. How about you, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. But I'd rather see him do more of his wrestling skills than this one-punch knockout crap, because he's not showcasing anything. He's just showing he's a bully. I mean, he's got talent. He's got a lot of talent.
I feel like they've wasted the Big Show for years. He's entertaining on the mic, too, you know? Like, he's really
he's
a good character.
He does good on the mic. Yes, he does. They're wasted.
Giant debacle.
If I can chime in, I think
Brady.
One moment for me, it encapsulates how WWE feels about the Big Show. I just wanted to say, he was only there about 3 weeks, and they had him just lose like clean to Stone Cold in the middle of the ring. And it was like, it was insane to me that they wouldn't build to a pay-per-view or anything. You know, he just went out there and just got beat. It was I think it was literally like his first match there.
Right. Well, I think
that's how they feel about him.
Well, let me ask you this. If he decides to leave WWE, he does not go to TNA, what independent wrestling federation do you think he will go to?
ECWA.
You think so?
No, but
okay,
that's what I'm hoping.
I did tell Dean, and me and Ray had a nice talk coming back from the show Saturday. And, I mean, I really enjoyed the show. Them guys are awesome. They did great. Joe Zanoli, tell you what, he's a good promoter out there. He's a great booker. He's awesome. We did talk about it, and I'll tell you what, they got good talent. I have to admit, they do have good talent. It's the first show I've been to with them, and I look to see many more. And my man Finnegan, what can you say about him? I'll tell you what, you guys rode him hard. You really did. But he's cool, though. He was cool with it. You know,
yeah.
You guys are fun to have around. I really enjoy your show. You guys are, like, right up there. You know what I mean?
Now, Rich, who impressed you the most on that show?
Who impressed me the most on that show out there? Well, I'm going to tell you, it wasn't the first match with the little butterfly boy. You know my feelings on that.
Monsieur
but as far as being impressed, I have to really say the best match I saw was Papadon and Nice. They were top dog, top notch match, hard fought. But Papadon, he is a beast. He's a beast.
It was nice.
For whatever reason he turned, doesn't matter. That boy's got talent. He's a beast.
All right, Brady. You had a big announcement last night. What was that big announcement?
I did. Okay. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to plug this. I'm excited.
I want to know because I'm involved.
Well, you are involved, and it's going to be a great time.
You're gay.
The weekend of September 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, and even the 18th, it goes Friday to Tuesday, we're going to have the second annual In the Room Fan Conclave. Now, what that is I invite listeners of not just In the Room, but all the other shows that are syndicated on my site to flock to Philadelphia. We hit up, there's going to be four wrestling shows in addition to the opportunity to sit in and record in the room with us on Monday night, a special Monday night recording. Friday night, we're looking at Chikara and Easton. Saturday will be the ECWA down in Newark, Delaware. Sunday, going to the Fox and the Hound and King of Prussia to watch WWE United Champions. Monday would be recording in the room, and then Tuesday, SmackDown's coming to Philly. So it's going to be an exciting time. Last year, we had fans and listeners come from three different countries, so I was mighty impressed with it for a first effort, and I'm hoping we can beat that this year.
I'm looking forward to that, Brady. Now, so it's all the listeners to the shows, and it's you're so crazy. It's not just a weekend. It's going to Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. I extended it by one day. I'm so excited for it. And you know what? I talked to the hotel that you know a few of the guests stayed at last year, and they're willing to book a block of rooms if we can really get the people to come in and do this. So I have yet to really hit the advertising hard, but I think it's going to be a good thing.
Now, Brady, another thing that did we lose Ref Rich?
What happened to the vibrator?
I think we lost Ref Rich somewhere along the way. I'm not exactly sure.
He stopped shaving his head.
I'm not sure. Now, Brady,
he had a lot to say.
I guess he didn't like the conclave.
I'm not sure. He's like, enough of that. I don't give a shit about that.
He didn't hang up when I flushed the toilet. He hung up for that.
That's funny.
Anyway.
I'll make sure they have his Kate when I call your show next time, too.
Now, Brady.
Brady.
ECWA War Games, what were your thoughts on that? I know I read the recap. I know you were really impressed with Cocky Johnson. But besides Cocky Johnson, who else impressed you that night?
Besides the Cocky Johnson, I'm really into Fusion DS. I thought that their match with the Slop Hunters, it was great. I think they're really hitting their stride heading toward K-Cup, and I wouldn't be shocked if they move on to – I'm not slighting ECWA in any way, but I wouldn't be shocked if Fusion DS moved on to another company and possibly being on TV by the fall. just because they seem poised for that next step, you know? That's a lot of credit to Joe Zanoli and Mike Tartaglia, that they were able to get those guys in that kind of a position to let their talent take over. In addition, I think the War Games match was incredible, especially the angle at the end with Papa Don.
It was a 30-minute angle that we all saw live.
It was great.
Well, it was the ending of the Blackheart saga. Well, kind of, because now they're sons of Blackheart. But what happens to Breaker Morant? He's out for, I guess, a couple months now.
Oh, you mean Breaker Morant? Oh, I'm sorry. That pisses people off.
Yeah, but, I mean, what happens to that group of Blackheart? Brady, what do you think about that?
Well, it'll be interesting. Like, I was backstage with Ryan Burgundy after the show, and I did see Breaker. He's not in good shape. Joel was gone. Bobby Shields was gone. Josh Daniels was heading out the door. So, like, I have no idea. Like, I wasn't able to talk to any of them, really, you know? I know Breaker's hurting. It might be to his benefit that they're not going to go again until September, but, I mean, how do you come back and be a serious challenger for Chris Wilde after the way War Games went down? You know, I'd have to say that it's time for Breaker to maybe focus on something else for a little bit.
I would agree with that. Now, do either of you have a question for Brady? Because we pretty much have the past of In the Room.
I wanted to go back to TV wrestling for a second. TNA, Impact Wrestling, started a three-hour block tonight, and I heard that it's already canceled. What can they do next, if anything, to even... Is competition with the WWE out of the... What can they do next, man?
I couldn't hear everything. Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
I give up. I'm sorry. Here, let me try this again. Am I coming in clear now?
Yeah, I heard the beginning and the end.
All right.
We need a middle.
What can the TNA do now that they lost a three-hour block after 1 week to compete with WWE next? Is there any competition? Are they screwed? What's the deal?
Yeah, well, make no mistake about it, dude. I Spike TV wanted them to have that third hour. They didn't want it. Dixie Carter even said in that press conference that I passed along to you guys, TNA is not looking to expand their programming. They're looking to make what they have better. And for the first time in a long time, I can say that TNA has the right focus there. You know, they're focusing on the young guys. And in cases where they're not focusing on the young guys, they're focusing on people who haven't necessarily had the opportunity to shine on their own. Even guys like Devon Dudley, you know, like they're giving him the TV title and letting him go out there and just work every week. He never had that chance before. Look at like Austin Aries. Look at my boy Austin Aries. Look at Shima Zion. I mean, they're definitely, they've turned the corner on using the same old guys to try to compete. They're more worried about putting on a good show than competing now, and I think that's the right mindset to have.
I would agree. Now, go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry.
Now, Austin Aries also just signed a long-term deal. Is this the guy you go with now, and do you keep it long-term? I think, I want your opinion, you keep it long-term. Enough of these short title reigns. You give Austin Aries a title and let him run with the ball.
Well, here's the problem there, and I think Austin Aries is the guy. Now, I am a little bit biased because when he was down and out and nobody seemed interested in having him, I got to form a real bond with him. And, you know, I consider myself very close with the guy. And so to get to see the way that he's rejuvenated his own career and the way – not just the fans perceive him, but the way TNA perceives him. It's amazing to me, considering where he was even just last year. So I think it's interesting because TNA, they planned so far ahead. The plan all along, my understanding was, and I'm sorry to like provide a spoiler, but the plan all along was for Bobby Roode to face James Storm at Bound for Glory this year. That's what they were building toward. And along the way, Austin Aries' talent and the fact that he was so over got in the way of their long-term plan. So I don't know if this is a blip where Bobby Roode's going to win it back, Maybe somebody will interfere, and that'll be Austin Aries' feud through the fall. I have no idea, but I think they'd be very smart to maybe just roll with what the fans seem to want at this point and just kind of tweak your plans, you know? I mean, you can't always book a year out and expect everything to stay exactly as you want it.
So I guess we'll stick with the big companies there. I feel like I asked you this last time, and I'm going to ask you it again. Tag team wrestling, man. Come on. Give me something that can fix this television abomination.
Fusion Diaz.
Well, you know what? How about Kazarian and Daniels? I mean, I think they're doing an awesome job. I think they're the champions here, but even if they're not, I mean, the work that Daniels has been doing, Kazarian's basically his lackey, but they remind me of, like, I said this last night on In the Room, they almost remind me of like a toned-down version of DX. The way they're both so good and, like, pretty much just, I mean, I don't know, they're just, like, both on top of their game, in the ring and on the mic, and it's entertaining, and they seem committed to letting those two team together. I think that's a great thing, so I don't think tag team wrestling is in as bad a shape as some people make it out to be. It's much worse in WWE, but in TNA, I think it's good.
Now, going back to the long-term belts thing, I don't know about you guys. I don't know about you, Brady, but one thing we discussed in the past at one point was long-term title match. Again, you know, reaching back to what I was saying about TNA, I heard a rumor that Triple H is calling for longer title reigns. Is it something that needs to change to get the interest back in the storylines? And I'm going to touch this again. Do you think that'll go back to shortening the pay-per-views, or is that ever going to ever happen? Is that something not even on the horizon?
I just want to make sure I understand you correctly. Is it a good thing that they're lengthening the reigns, or a bad thing? Is that what you're asking me for the first part?
No, I said longer title reigns are better, and do you agree?
Oh, absolutely, I agree, yeah. Now, I mean, if you look back before probably like 1999, I mean, if you're like me, if you're a dork like me, you could probably recite most of the changes,
yeah.
You know? Maybe like 97, there were like a lot of title changes or whatever, but for the most part, it was, you know, you can remember, hey, this was like, this was Hulk Hogan's era, this was Sergeant Slaughter's, this was Yokozuna right here, and, like, you remember that. But, like,
yeah.
Today it's just like, I don't know. I mean, I look at this as, like, this is CM Punk's era right now, and we haven't had that for a while. So I think it's a very good thing.
Now, do you think, again, the second part, is that going to ever reach back to knocking out some of these pay-per-views? Is that anything on the horizon? You know better than
I. Oh, I got you. Yeah, yeah. I think it would be great for business. Now, you know what? That's a lie. That's a lie. It would be terrible for business to get rid of the pay-per-views. It would be good for creative to do it. But
yeah.
They make
not
money.
All of them, but
they make money, and they're pretty low budget, so it would be silly to get rid of something that makes you money.
That's a fair point, Brady. Now, going along with pay-per-views and things like that, the WWE Network, do you think it's ever going to get off the ground?
I don't know. It still sounds so unbelievable to me. I think it will get off the ground. I'm going to say by WrestleMania next year, which would put them about a year off of what they originally thought. I don't think it's going to be as big of a deal right off the bat as they had hoped. I think it's going to take a long time to build it up. And honestly, like, I mean, my understanding is they don't even have all their clearances or anything. Like, they have all their talent lined up. They have all their legends lined up. They have a ton of surprises you guys don't even know about. But they have nowhere to air it right now, you know?
Let me ask you, will a wrestling network ever take off? Not just WWE content owned by WWE. Like, if there was ever a way where, you know, 24 hours, 7 days a week, you got wrestling matches, independent, professional.
Somebody called into my show a couple of years ago in the room and posed something similar, but their idea was, like, a fighting network, and it would have wrestling, boxing, and UFC.
Ooh.
And you know, like all the kickboxing and the crazy stuff. It would take a lot of egos to get set aside to do like a wrestling only network.
Yeah.
I mean, unless WWE owns it, you know, then it wouldn't. But of course.
I think
the way to go, honestly, would be to have the MMA and the boxing and the wrestling all on this fighting network. They'd sure be jockeying for who gets to air when, but I think it would be a great thing for all three.
So with this network, and it's me looking at it like as the outside sports fan. Let's go like that.
Okay.
Don't you think that each one would have its own gripe against the other one, making it impossible? Like, you know, UFC would be like, oh, well, wrestling and boxing are fixed. And then, you know, boxing would be like, oh, well, those two are just animals mauling each other, you know? Like, don't you think, like, that kind of would just hold it apart for infinity?
I mean, there's a good chance of that. But honestly, I mean, like, to look at it objectively, I'm not really familiar with the boxing landscape right now. If you would have asked me about the early 90s, I would have been all over it. But, like, nowadays, like, I don't really follow it. But, I mean, as far as, like, UFC and WWE, like, Dana White and Vince McMahon talk. I mean, they've had conversations. They've talked about doing angles together. I think that perceived this is, you know, to say UFC is not as good as wrestling or vice versa, I think that's mostly the fans doing that. I think WWE is terrified to mention UFC because they're terrified that they'll lose more of their audience to them. But I don't know that that would prohibit them from working together, honestly. I think if Vince McMahon or Dana White, and they're both very smart business people, I think if either one of them could make money on something like that, they wouldn't hesitate to do it.
Very good. Now, Brady, just a little bit. When is the PWI 500 coming out?
You know, I was just asked that today. Usually it's early August, but our meeting was pushed back a month, so I would have to assume that it's coming out in September this year. But, I was supposed to email my editor, Frank Kruda. I mean, you know him. I was supposed to email him and find out today because I actually had a media appearance request for when the magazine comes out. So I don't know. I would assume it would be sometime between, like, maybe like August. What would be the Tuesday? August 3rd is a Friday, 4th is probably, like, between, like, August 7th and, like, September something around there, you know, like September 7th, like somewhere in that month, I would think. But I don't know. I'd have to find out.
You know, Brady, a simple I don't know would have worked.
You guys still do those wrestling almanacs?
I don't know that I could shorten it like that.
Yes, they do, Dan.
Oh, cool. I love those things.
Yeah, I have the this year's almanac. So.
It has all the cards in the back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it has the day-by-day recaps written by yours truly in the beginning.
Oh, those are boring.
Yeah, that's
they're boring
really,
to write, too.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, you know, because it's so enthralling to watch TV, I can't imagine you would have any problem writing something about it.
Right.
Well, fair enough, Brady. Getting back to the independents, right now I want your top male on the independents and your top female on the independents because I know you also follow the female wrestling. So top male, top female.
You really want to get me in trouble, don't you?
Abaddon is already going to kill you. I mean, he's hit me. You're dead.
Well, let me start with female because to me that's a lot easier.
Daphne.
I would have to say the WSU champion, Jessica Havoc. Sean the Mick recently retired as booker for WSU, but one of his points in selling the company has always been that they are the only all-women's promotion that runs every month. Jimmer, they'll go 6 to 9 months without doing a show. So I don't care how good their champion is. She's not out there every month working, you know? Or if she is, she's not there every month as the Shimmer champion working. You know, she's taking other indie bookings. Jessica Havoc has been all over the place, and she's just in, you know, I guess it would be more like a most improved for her than anything, but
okay,
I definitely see her as the top female wrestler in the world right now on the independents. As far as the guys, that's so tough because there's so much wrestling out there, you know? Like, I don't know that I could... I mean, do you consider NWA?
Yeah, because let's face it.
Probably, I would, even though he's not the champion, I'd have to say Adam Pearce.
I did have a chance to see Adam Pearce in Delaware. He's not bad. He wrestled Drew Blood at PBW.
He's incredible. He's also my old drinking buddy. So I kind of had to say him as well.
You're not drunk.
Drinking buddy.
So I'm going to say
right
Adam
now.
Pearce and Jessica Havoc.
Let me ask you one more follow-up. What's this, I think there's this new women's wrestling coming out called Shine.
I'm not real familiar with that. I just heard about that yesterday, but I don't really
know
a lot.
You're a lot of help, Brady. You're a lot of help.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Brady.
Thanks a lot, Brady. I think they're having their first pay-per-view through the WWN. I think it's this Friday, so check that out.
I think they're tied in with Gabe Sapolsky, aren't they?
I'm not 100%.
And Dragon Gate and all that.
I'm not 100% sure. That's why I was asking you.
I'd have to get back to you. I'm not sure.
Cool.
I don't want to say anything and be wrong there.
Well, very well. Brady, do you have anything else for us? Any scoops? Anything else? Maybe just talk about the Conclave again, because I'm fascinated.
Dean, it's going to be a great time. I'm actually hoping all you guys can make it. It'll be September 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. Friday night, we're looking at Chikara in Easton, unless WSU decides to run that night, because my guys did want to go to see WSU last year and we couldn't. Saturday, ECWA down
Chikara.
In Delaware. I'm sorry?
I prefer Chikara, but go ahead.
Okay. Saturday, ECWA down in Delaware. Sunday would be the Fox and the Hound for the WWE Night of Champions pay-per-view, which is taking place in Boston. And Monday night, we'll probably do a live in the room special Monday night show. And then Tuesday night, WWE is coming to Philadelphia for SmackDown. So we're going to hit all that. I take the listeners and, you know, take them around the city. Go out, grab a drink one night, and it's a good time. I mean, it's a chance to hang out with the people who leave messages on the board all the time. Do you guys have a comment board? Do you get like a lot of comments?
Oh well, you better believe it, Brady.
Oh shit, like thousands of
servers constantly down.
We always have to reboot the server that's in my basement. It's crazy.
Giant crank.
When I'm talking to guys named like Big Earn or like Techno Jojo all year, like it's good to put a face with a name, you know. It's neat. It's a cool thing. So, and like I said, we had guys from all parts of the U.S. as well as Canada and the U.K. come in last year. So,
Brady, I'm just going to hang at your house. I know where you live. I'm going to break in on that Friday afternoon, and I'll be staying with you for that entire time.
It's true. I might do the same.
Brady. Here's Dean. There's Dean.
I unfortunately will not be able to make it because I don't live in Pennsylvania.
What if we just
take
Dan in?
But
they're
coming from all over, man. This is a great weekend.
Unfortunately, I don't have... Unfortunately, Sarcastic, I have a whole load of time to take off from work.
Well, if let me tell you this. If you look at the In the Room post from last night, I included a picture taken from the Fan Conclave last year. We went to the TNA house show. They were in Rahway, and I got to introduce everybody to Kurt Angle, who we've had in the room, you know, before.
Was he sober?
And, it was. I try to promise at least one guest that we've had in the room to, you know, to get the chance to meet them. So it might be a little tougher to deliver that this year, but I am going to try for that.
He wasn't driving.
Anything wrong with that.
No.
He wasn't drinking and driving, was he?
It's a dead joke, man.
No, it's not. He does it a lot.
Anyway, I can bring Captain Dave for that special. I'm not sure if you're ready for Captain Dave Brady, but I can bring Captain Dave.
I'm ready. I have no idea who he is. So.
If you went to a lot of the smaller independents around, like Camden, you would know who he is. Now,
it's more back maybe I'll bring Rackley to counteract him. How's that sound?
Friend's mom.
It's something. But Brady, I'm gonna let you go because I want to go to sleep sometime tonight.
I didn't realize how late it was. I was like, "Am I still in my half an hour?" That's great.
Yeah, you did. You did. You certainly
Thanks
did.
Thanks for not hanging up on me. I had a good time.
Brady, you're always welcome. I love when you call in. So make it a habit, man.
I'll call in next week.
Yeah,
definitely.
I'll call in next week. Your show too.
And every week after that.
Yeah,
I hope
I'll
so.
Be like swim fan.
I hope
you're not
so.
Gonna bang him in a pool, are you?
Yeah, I hope so, Brady. But you have a good one.
If I'm with my girlfriend next weekend, I'll call you while we're being intimate. How's that sound?
That's even better.
How many times is Brady going to make me think of him without a shirt on tonight?
His name is his girlfriend's name is Bruce.
Oh, my
God. What was that?
Nothing. See ya.
Okay, I didn't hear that joke.
I called you gay, Brady. I called
we'll
gay.
Talk to you. He's going to listen to the stream and kill you.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Oh, I'm so scared.
Okay.
I give up tonight.
You know what? Wow.
Was Ref Rich using a vibrator? Seriously. I mean...
How many times is Dan going to reference vibrators tonight?
Vibrators tonight? Listen.
I don't know.
I'm really lonely. Okay.
Anyway, here's Mike Keener from after the show. Maybe not.
My thoughts are, I took out the trash, it's gone, and hopefully we'll never see it again.
What's the next step for you?
That's a good question. I'll wait and see what the management of ECWA has to say. I turned 40 this week, so if they want me to go back to wrestling full-time, I think I would do that, but it's definitely up to them.
Well, happy birthday from all of us at Hell in a Cell.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too now.
There you go. So
I never said that birthday.
I did.
No.
He'll be here next week celebrating his 40th birthday.
Yeah, that man's only 40.
Oh, we'll have to have a round for him.
Yeah.
You'll have a round anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, both drinking. We're
that's
both
what
drinking.
I wanted to ask Brady, by the way.
What
I wanted to ask Brady how many of those events I can be S-face.
Every single one of them.
Don't you want me S-faced for the live taping of In the Room?
Yes.
Brady, first time, long time. Brady.
I give up.
Mark, why are you talking with such a deep voice? Brady.
Oh, my God. So, guys.
Probably another thing we were taking the other people off with was the during what match we were doing.
Papadon.
Tony, first time in a long time. Probably can't win a match from a chin.
That was really funny, though.
Extremely
funny. It was funny. Seriously, all right, we'll talk after the show, because I'm on a soapbox.
Yeah, extremely funny.
Well, this has been a disaster.
Good times.
They were a part of it.
No, it started out well. It ended well. And, you know, what can you do?
We're not over yet, either, so let's end this shindig. Hey, do we have any fusion? Are we playing that, or are you skipping out?
No. I am ready to go.
I wanted to hear it.
Dean's clocking out.
All right. You're tapping out, brother?
I'm tapped out.
So
until
who
next
do we
week.
Have next week, Dean?
I'm gone.